to the McLaren Health Plan phone line, excuse me, and talk with Shekinah Pena. She is with the Healthy Choice Clinic of Lansing. Shekinah, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Tell us about the Healthy Choice Clinic of Lansing.
Yeah, Healthy Choice is an alternative medicine clinic. We have compassionate care for patients that qualify for the medical cannabis program. So we have, like, massage therapy. We do a lot of promotion of marijuana without smoking.
I always find it interesting how facilities that deal with medical marijuana always seem to change the name, and they use different names. And this isn't an attack on you, but why not just come right out and say we're a medical marijuana business?
We tried to do that initially when we were setting a Compassionate Compliant Cannabis Club. When I filed for the name Your Healthy Choice under the entity for the LLC, they wanted to know, you know, what type of business it's going to be and whatnot. So marijuana, the state didn't want anyone to use initially. The name got thrown back and forth. I think it took me about a good 5 or 6 months before we got our name stamped and approved of what type of business under alternative medicine. So we couldn't even put cannabis on there. So we thought Your Healthy Choice is a healthier choice for alternative medicine, and there it was. We wanted to kind of get away and, you know, change the image of cannabis or our marijuana to back to cannabis.
All right. Tell us about the city council meeting last night. They decided to put a cap on the dispensary limit to 48. Do you agree with that? Is it fair?
I believe it's fair. I think a lot of it might be too large of a number, too. We're trying to evolve into the community now, and we're trying to still do cleanup from a lot of our wild coyotes out there. We had a Greater Lansing Business Association. This is something that we started where we got all the dispensary owners kind of together and working together, trying to, you know, thread and tread, you know, very similar, but not, you know, we're not going to police one another's business, just so we can evolve into the community so we don't lose credibility from anybody doing something to, you know, unrash or whatnot. But we're trying to get away from making mockeries and, you know, blend in here. But, you know, it's been a challenge.
Is the application fee of $1,000 and the background check fee of $75 fair?
Quite honestly, I thought it was going to be higher. We prepared for higher, you know, but when we learned that the city can't make money from this and all the money has to be, you know, either to the planning board, or not the planning board, I'm sorry, but to the inspectors, the background checks, every dime has to be calculated for, and that the city can't make a dime off of this, I thought that was unfortunate because we could offer the community, you know, and revenue to the city. We have our employees on payroll, so hopefully, you know, everyone else, the business owners, has some kind of revenue coming back to the city.
Has the city council been fair to you in your business, in your estimation, in putting this ordinance together?
We did put the business association, we put together a proposed suggestive ordinance for city council members so they can kind of see how, you know, we have been running a dispensary for the last year as far as suggestions for cultivation and, you know, signage and things like that. They took some things out of the ordinance, you know, and voted on it. But, you know, with the sunset time or the grandfathering in, that I think is unfair. We have a lot of people who put a lot of money into the businesses. City Council should have put the moratorium sooner so we could avoid that clustering that happened on the other end of Michigan Avenue. And unfortunately, it's panned out the way it has. So right now we're just telling people, you know, hey, get registered to vote, and, you know, we'll see what happens in November.
All right, Shekinah Pena is with the Healthy Choice Clinic in Lansing. Shekinah, hone on the line. I have a question to ask you off air. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Fox News is next on More Compelling Talk Radio 13.